Welcome to Kate's Quite Sarcastic Podcast. I'm David Mulholland, and I'm standing in for Kate today. February 4th, the War on Terror. The British government has issued a new phrasebook to advise civil servants on how to talk to Muslims about terrorism without implying they are to blame. Phrases to be employed include the Christian, Jewish, Buddhist, Hindu, Islamic, Wiccan, secular, or Jedi suicide bomber ran into the building shouting Allahu Akbar. And readers are advised to replace the term jihadi fundamentalist with thug. This could backfire if the substitution is made the other way around, though. As in, it's quite a rough nightclub, they have a couple of right jihadi fundamentalists on the door. The environment. The worst polluting lorries, buses, and coaches are now being charged £200 a day to enter London. Boris Johnson, really, said this was the most punitive, draconian fining regime in the whole of Europe, after which his spokesman said Boris was in favor in principle. So I guess he really likes punitive, draconian regimes. In science, a group of scientists have announced what they describe as a major breakthrough. They have succeeded in giving, wait for it, a mouse a cold. Well done, team! How about focusing on curing the cold? The last thing that's going to make me feel any better when on the sofa wrapped in a duvet sipping Lemsip is the sound of my rodent infestation sneezing away in the basement. Education. The government has unveiled plans to have 2 students from every school in England sent to Auschwitz. When I was a kid, the worst you could get was after-school detention. They hope the students will return and tell the rest of their classmates about the experience. Schools Minister Jim Knight said it was not hot-blooded brutality. It happened in a very planned way, with some people designing the process of death and others carrying it out. Every young person should have an understanding of this. Those students with the best understanding of planned brutality will earn themselves the title school bully. Crime. A major new report on honor killings and forced marriages in the UK has been released. Crimes of the Community presents a grim picture of life in the UK for women in many religious minorities. In the report, one woman described how she had been tricked into marriage with a mentally retarded man. Victoria Beckham said in retrospect, she should have made more of a fuss. Travel. A German travel agent is planning a nudist flight. The journey from Erfurt to Usedom on the Baltic coast will cost €499 and take place in July. Regional baggage handlers have booked the day off. The cabin safety announcements have been modified to accommodate the naked passengers. The new advice says, in the event of a water landing, trust me, the sharks are more scared than you are. The life jackets will not have whistles since passengers are likely to be well able to attract attention to themselves unaided. International news. A UN report says women in Saudi Arabia should be allowed more basic freedoms. Follow-up reports are expected to advise nations that bears may shit in the woods and the Pope may be just a wee tiny little bit Catholic. The Saudi government responded saying they hadn't seen any discrimination against women, mainly because all the women were locked up indoors and unable to go outside on pain of being stoned to death. He really did say there was no discrimination against women in Saudi Arabia. Like, he hasn't noticed that Saudi women aren't allowed to drive or travel anywhere unaccompanied by male relatives. History. According to just-released historical documents, a toilet attendant in Oxford Street foiled an IRA bombing attack. Thomas Hawkett spotted the bomb in a cubicle in 1939. He quickly dumped it in a bucket of water, knowing this would render the explosive charge inoperative. In recognition of his courageous action, officials awarded Hackett £5 for his commendable and meritorious conduct. The next time Hackett spotted a suspicious package, he shoved it right up the official's ass. Religion. A group of computer hackers has targeted the Church of Scientology, manipulating Google so that the search for the term dangerous cult gives the official Scientology website as the first result. This is particularly bad news for those surfing the net for information about Catholicism, who will now have to scroll to page 2. Thank you very much, and that concludes our podcast today.